this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, Mr. Matt Gamble, he is up there in southeast Oklahoma in that mountain country, and I wasn't able to get him right back on, but we're going to get Matt back maybe next week. You know, he's the senior manager of wildlife for the Choctaw Nation. We'll get him back, maybe talk some more bear or eastern turkey. But right now, let's ease up across the Red River in Oklahoma and Texas, Lake Texomas, where we're talking about Mr. Bill Carey. Striper Express is standing by, and I want to say good morning, Mr. Carey.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Well, we're all out here, Bill, and we're bated breath, ready to talk some striper fishing with you. You know, it's, well, near the end of January now. Haven't had you on in a couple of weeks, but I've fished with you guys so much that I've got a pretty good handle, but I need you to tell me exactly what's going on. By the way, Bill, have you watched our show, A Sportsman's Life, with Jeff Rice and Larry Wysoon? You know, we've done that show together for several years. It's on Carbon TV right now, and it's on YouTube, easy to find there. But the show that we did with you and Captain Tim, Dead Sticking, that's on YouTube right now for people to watch. That turned out really well. We caught a bunch of fish. And back at the dock, Bill, we caught some, I was kind of doing some filming, caught a big old rough fish there, buffalo, I believe, big old, I don't know what he weighed, 10 or 12 pounds. And Jeff caught some big old blues, got it all on film. And then Larry Wysoon has got some video of a buck, some of the best buck and doe chasing video I've ever seen. That's a good show. That was fun too, wasn't it, being up there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We did a lot there in the last month, and it was a pleasure. Did you see my fishing tip?
I did.
I said, your fishing tip is watch more A Sportsman's Life.
Well, that's good. It's that show, we'll talk about that just a little bit, but you do, Bill Carey, Striper Express here, folks, gives a fishing tip every week. He's done it for a long time, and it's stuff that is really helpful stuff that Bill talks about. So that's part of the show. And then this particular show we filmed up there at Texoma with Bill and Captain Tim there. So yeah, it's Dead Sticking. It really, you can learn a lot. The interesting part about that, Bill, one of the things is I knew I better say something on camera, but we had the Bobo's Thumper going. Captain Tim did. Thump, thump,
yes, sir.
Thump, thump, hitting the bottom of that boat. And that obviously came out on the audio. And I thought, I better tell these people what that thumping sound is. Because, you know, everybody listening was thinking, what in the world? You know? But the thumping sound brings the stripers, puts them in an active mode. And most boats up there now, especially in the wintertime, have got a thumper, a mechanical thumper that thumps. It's actually a rubber mallet there that thumps the striker and runs on electricity, and it does work. Years ago, I was very hesitant to accept that fact, but, you know, I'd be with people that would use a stick with a rubber boot on it, you know, like a walking cane. And that, it definitely works, and it worked that day for us, didn't it, you know?
Oh, it does. That thumper's something else. Jeff Bobo's got it figured out. He's been doing that for years now.
And, yeah.
One of our guys had a great story the other day. He was dead sticking, and he had his trolling motor down. They've got spotlight now. You don't have to put an anchor out. That's the anchor itself on the trolling motor. Mm-hmm. And he decided to pull away from the fish. He was done, and he said he trolled for 5 minutes with that thumper going, and those fish followed him the whole time with that thumper going. So it worked. It works.
There's no question. What do you think about a striper or a white bass, any open water schooling species? You know, they make their living chasing shad in this part of the world. So You know, that's and they're I think, for lack of a better term, I think the striper's a curious fish. You know, he's got to wonder. He hears that thumping. He wonders if that's. I don't know if a fish has got a brain to really wonder, but his instinctive nature. Wait a minute, something might be eating something up there. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
Don't you think that's probably part of it?
Oh, they are so curious. And you know, that's how we've lasted 40 years. That striper is a schooling fish, aggressive feeder. And, you know, you put that thumper down or the splasher, and they will come to you. It's just amazing.
It works. Folks listening that are listening here, a little history with Striper Express with Bill Carey. 40 years ago, I was doing a weekly fishing tips column for a big newspaper, the biggest one in Texas at the time. It was the Dallas Morning News, and I communicated with Bill quite often about fishing tips. It was a column on Thursdays that was strictly about how to catch, where the fish are biting, and some real good tips. Well, Bill, I remember you, the Striper Express, where your business really kind of got its name, a big old boat that you, back in that period, you showed people that you could take a big boat, like a small party boat. It was a party boat, the Striper Express. You could take that thing and put it on Lake Texoma and load it up with, I don't know, 10 or 12 people, like a party boat offshore in a way, in a different setting, of course, and catch a bunch of stripers. So that's really where Striper Express, I remember talking to you vividly on the phone when you were heading out to pick that boat up. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, sir. That was in 1992.
92. Now, it seems like, you know, 92, that's been a long time ago. But it did. Well, for those of us that were there, it doesn't seem that long, 92. But, yeah, you picked it up, and for years, I was really hesitant. I thought, wait a minute, don't you need to be mobile and be rolling with these stripers? But it would create a big old shade. I fished it with you, you know, and those stripers would pull in under it. And
they
it was live bait fishing, and it was, I mean, it was hammer time. I hope that, I know that's kind of in your plans to put, you still, folks, Bill still has the boat. But re-rigging that thing, that would be just awesome. And maybe that'll, you know, possibly that could, I know you're kicking that idea around, you know.
That's a goal for 2025. We're going to put it back on the water.
Put her back. I promise you, I don't care what I'm doing. I want to be on the inaugural run. You got little Dave Escamilla up there that's going to be your captain, you know.
Yes,
I tell you what about little Dave. I fished with him for a long, off and on for many years with little Dave. I have never been on a boat with anybody any quicker. he is like a squirrel on steroids as far as quick. I mean, that guy, he would be the ideal person running that. I mean, because
he's a good fisherman. He covers all bases. You know, he wants to do that boat. It's licensed to carry up to 20 people. Uh-huh. He wants to do that without a deckhand. And I went, no way.
He can't even, he can't handle that. No. As fast as he is. Nope. I mean, I get it, but I tell little Dave that old Luke thinks he probably needs to have help on that, you know?
Yeah, we've had guides before. I've had them call me and go, I hate that boat. And they say, why? And during a slab run, we'll slab on that boat, and you cannot pull those fish out from under that boat. You've got 15, 20 slabs going down, and you're holding them, and you're drifting. You may drift, you know, a mile or two and hold those fish. And I had a guy call me one time and goes, I hate that boat. You just can't pull those fish out from under it. I remember commandeering that boat a few times and had people actually applaud us that anchored near us or drifting near us. And when we rolled them up, they applauded, said, I've never seen anything like it. Because those stripers, when they bite, you know, they come in fast.
Oh, they do. Yeah, that's – I fish party boats, you know, out on the – out of Freeport, there used to be Captain Elliott's party boats, and I fished.
Right.
I knew Captain Elliott and a whole bunch down there. I used to fish a lot. And, you know, offshore, those big old boats, I don't know, they were, I don't know how long they were, 60 foot or something. But
Big old boats.
Big old boats. But when I saw when the old Striper Express kicked off, I was a little hesitant in the beginning, but I wasn't after a trip or two on that thing. So anyway, maybe that'll come back. I hope that works out.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, okay. Full speed ahead, Bill. So right now, those old egg-laden female stripers, that's they're heavy right now, and there's some big ones being caught, aren't there? You know,
yes,
yeah,
yeah. Our biggest fish this month has been 17 pounds, and we trophy hunt in January and February. We take the Roadrunner made by Wolf Jig. This is the people that made it for Blakemore back in the day, and we buy them from Wolf now, and we put a 7-inch white curl tail worm behind it, and it's a big presentation, 1/2 ounce. Structure fishing, big fish, big bait. You're not going to go out there and catch 50, 70 fish like you do other times of year. But like I always tell people, when you hear your guide grunt, get the net.
Exactly. Yep. You know, when they pull, what you're talking about, when they pull down and you jerk back, you've got your hands full for a while. And those old big catfish, that's kind of a plus. When you get back to the dock, you know, it's not something that people – Your clients, to be quite frank, when they get back, well, it's you got 30, 40 minutes there, you know, around the dock, drop some cut bait down, and gosh, that show that's on A Sportsman's Life right now will show Jeff Rice catching, I don't know, 55-pounder, whatever, big one. And then I caught a couple of nice ones, a 45-pounder there. On the trip prior to that, so that's fun to do, and then you can catch.
I believe Jeff Fish was bigger than 55.
It was a big one.
Y'all released it. Yeah, it's a big one.
It was a monster, wasn't it? Maybe 65. We didn't weigh it because we wanted to get her back in the water. You know, but
yeah, they're too magnificent to keep. You know, let them grow.
Oh yeah, and then you know, catch. I know Mr. Edgar Cotton, the other previous time was up with us, and his son David. Edgar caught a channel cat that probably weighed, I don't know, 12 or 14 pounds.
Yeah, there's a good eater.
They
are.
Well, Bill, man, it's always fun to talk to you. You're going to be at our rendezvous, March the 1st, friends, in Greenville, Texas, which for those of you that might be listening away from the Dallas area, let's say, Greenville's an hour east of Dallas. This will be our 6th annual outdoor rendezvous. And to learn more about it, or to get you a space there on the to you know market your goods, Top Rail Cowboy Church, Greenville. Just search that out, Greenville Top Rail Cowboy Church, and call up there. The booth spaces are free. We ask you know if you can a donation for your you know to the church for your booth, but it's only about 14 acres and. Rain or shine, we've never had to go under the roof on the pavilion, on the arena there, but we could. If it rained, that's what planned. So, rain or shine. Bill, StriperExpress.com is where they need to go to learn about you. And I'd advise people who want some hot winter fishing, get up there at Lake Texoma and visit with you. And we'll get you back pretty quick. I want to stay on top of that. The spawn is right around the corner, the beginning of it. Uh-huh. I want you to keep us posted. Would that work for you?
You betcha. Will do.
For about the past decade, I've been hunting editor for Air Gun Hobbyist magazine. I think the only magazine devoted strictly to air gun shooting and hunting in the country. Well, in that length of time, I've learned quite a bit about big bore air guns and smaller calibers, too. A spot to go to that if you're interested in air guns, you need to know about Pyramid Air. The website is PYRAMYD, PyramidAir.com. They have anything and everything you need from the guns themselves, the big bores or the smaller calibers, to the accessories. Just remember PyramidAir.com, and there's a number when you get on the website if you need to call and talk to somebody, give them a buzz, and they can fill you in on little details that you might need to know about shooting or hunting with big bore air guns. While you're on the website there, I'd like you to check out the big bore air gun that I've done a great deal of hunting with. It's the Seneca Dragon Claw, 50 caliber, pressures up to 3,000 PSI, and it looks like a conventional rifle. Wooden stock. I think you'll like the appearance, and I know you'll like the performance. It shoots not only bullets, but also air bolts as well, tipped with a broadhead. Check it out. It's the Seneca Dragon Claw.